Welcome to this episode of the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, where we explore how God is part of life, honest and real. My name is Brian, and I'll be talking to
Cole Smith.
Hey, Cole. And in this episode, we'll be talking about Cole's experience with the Holy Spirit. But before we dive into that, let's get to know Cole just a little bit. Tell us, you know, the basics about Cole.
So I'm Cole Smith. I am a junior here at a high school in Alaska. I was born in Texas, raised in Eagle River, Alaska, and I have recently started my journey with God.
Can we unpack that just a little? Did you grow up in a Christian home? Are you a new believer?
Yeah.
Kind of just so we got a sense where you're at.
So I did grow up in a very Christian home. I've always had God as a big part of my life. But before a year ago, I would say that I was a lukewarm Christian, as in I didn't really follow his commandments. I didn't really take the time to get to know him. It was always just God was like a second thought. Yeah.
And so then you took that next step to know him
then
deeper.
Yes.
So again, most when we're talking with high school students, especially Holy Spirit experiences is usually not what jumps off the page.
Yeah.
So how did this kind of get in your brain? How did God get into your heart with like Holy Spirit stuff?
So I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I actually, my whole journey started because I saw an Instagram reel. So this reel was like, can you for sure say that when you go to heaven, God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Or will he say, depart from me, I never knew you? And that scared me.
Like, that will
rock
the world.
I was scared beyond belief. And so I really started to like look at my life and look at my relationship with him, and I couldn't say that he would say, well done. And so that's when I started. I took the time to start reading the Bible. A big part of that was I started in the New Testament.
I was going to ask, because a lot of students, people say, I want to start reading the Bible, but what do you
do?
How did you start?
So before this was last December. Before this, I started in Genesis. And Genesis is so hard to follow, especially if you don't know anything. Thankfully, I knew a little bit, so it was kind of easy, but it never like stuck out to me. I was like, oh, great, now I'm going back to reading Genesis. And so I decided, well, I might as well start with the gospel, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So I started with Matthew, and I've been reading all the way through. Right now, I'm in Acts. So I started with Matthew, and Matthew just hit to me. Like, if I met Matthew in person, I feel like me and him would be best
friends. Go give him, when you get to heaven.
Yeah, go give him like a
high five.
After God
says, well done, good and faithful servant, you'll run over and find Matthew and give him a big hug.
That's the plan.
I've been reading you. Like.
That's the plan. So I started in Matthew, and it just really spoke to me. I have my Bible in front of me. Almost every line is marked up.
I see that.
And yeah, it's just Matthew's the place to start.
And so how did the Holy Spirit thing jump out? Was there a passage in Matthew or just
so
a theme that jumped
out? There is a passage in Matthew. I started reading and I got to chapter 7, verse 7, and it says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So I took this very literally, which I can say is the best choice I've ever made, because this is what I did. When I didn't know what to do, I would ask, I would seek, and I would knock. And so this asking, I started asking for his presence. All I could do was look for his presence. I seeked his presence.
So did you feel like empty or that yours?
Yeah.
Or maybe not empty, but there was more that you think you should have had?
So I have a good analogy for this.
Yeah.
There was one night, and I think God speaks to me through sayings.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking, I'm like, I know he's there, but I think he's in the other room. So you know when you were like a kid in your crib, you're like, you knew your mom was in her room, but you wanted her in with you in your room next to your bed. That's what I wanted with God. I knew he was in the other room. I knew he was with me, but I wanted him like physically in my presence, in my room, putting me to sleep.
Yeah, I can kind of relate. I'm being back like 3 or 4 years old, have a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just,
yeah,
you're at a new house. Like, I miss my mommy. I just want that closeness. Even though you know they're nearby, it's not the same as being
in
the bed with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Okay. So that's what I wanted.
That was the feeling
you
were
And I asked for that for so, so long. And I got to the point where I was thinking like, oh, what if this already happened? Like, what if this
It happened and I missed it.
Yeah, exactly. What if he's already here? Is this it? Is this all God has to offer? And so I really just kept praying because I have known all my life, like, prayer is the answer. He will give you an answer when you pray. So I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And then the night came in June. It was a little bit after my dog died. So I was really struggling. And I really needed his presence. And it was, I'd say, 1 a.m. I was up late doing homework. And he spoke to me. I got this sense of, like, chills. I felt like a power. It was the weirdest feeling. I felt a power come down, like, through my forehead. And it just gave me the chills throughout my entire body. I felt no pain. I felt no regret. All I could feel was warm love.
So were you, like, was this in the middle of prayer or it just...
No, so I was really just doing nothing. And wow. I stood up and then it just came on me. And for 30 seconds, all I could do was look out the window and cry. I cried for probably an hour that night because I felt no pain. I felt loved. I felt his presence. I felt him. And that was the best thing that could ever happen. And from that day on, like, whenever I get the chills, I fully believe that that is him saying, I'm here.
So that's a great story. Yeah. Wait, excuse me. That's just awesome that, like, I've never had an experience quite like that other than with music, which is kind of similar.
No, and but, music helps me so much. Yeah. I will take my car, and my car has really good speakers, and I will listen to worship music or music with, like, a really good bass, and I'm like, God, I need you. And then I wait a little bit, and the chills come, and I'm like, he's here.
So the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, you said you cried, so you're a dude.
Yep.
And I know you're a hockey player, sportsman.
Yep.
Like,
yep. I don't cry.
You don't cry.
I don't cry.
Right, yeah. No. And so just, I'm guessing it was like, how would you describe the crying? Like, tears of joy, just overwhelming it? Like, for other people to kind of... Know what's going on there.
So I said my dog had recently died. Mm-hmm. I didn't cry, but I love this dog dearly. She was only in our life for 7 months. She died of a really bad neuromuscular disease. Mm-hmm. And I needed to cry. I just couldn't. Sometimes I try to make myself cry to get my feelings out, but I just can't. Just I have to have something. Yeah. And I think this was it. So I think the tears that night were mostly like joyful tears. Because if you're in the presence of God, like, what is going to be your action? If you think about it, for me, I'm just going to say, I'm going to fall on my knees and I'm going to start crying happy tears. Mm-hmm. But I think after this, like, this chills went away, because it doesn't last forever. But I know that he's still there. Like, he's still with me. After that, I'd say that it was like equal parts sadness for my dog and for everything just that I've been through. Like, just, you needed to cry. But equal parts, like, happiness that he was there and he was with me and he cares and he loves me.
Right. And sometimes I think when God really speaks to us or we feel his presence, the body just does what it does. Yeah. And you kind of can't control. Yeah. I've heard people where they laugh like crazily or whatever. Yeah. You just don't know what that what your body's going to do with that emotional kind of response.
It's like a crisis. You don't know what your response is going to be until it happens.
Yeah, in fact, I know this is a podcast about you. I remember I was 16 and a good mentor of mine, I was working at a camp and he had passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell me and both my buddy, we both cracked up laughing. It's like if somebody died, like somebody it's like, why was that? It was just the emotional, like,
I didn't know.
That's
what
just
to
what
do.
My
that's
body what did. Yeah, yeah, it was really kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you had this one great experience, and you've had similar experiences related to music or
oftentimes, when worship happens, like in this church, ACF, in the youth group for this church, whenever worship happens, pretty much every time. I usually stand there for a little bit, and I'm like, okay, I got to get into it. I raise my arm up, and that feeling comes back, and I'm like, he's here.
You kind of free your inhibitions to let the Spirit kind of do his thing.
I actually have a story for this.
Sure.
There was, everyone was sitting, and I was in the front row, and if you've ever been in this place, you know it is scary to stand up.
Be the first
and
one.
Be the first. So scary. And so I did so, and I was like nervous beyond belief. And then I closed my eyes everything went away. I just felt like I was on a platform in the middle of space. I'm a really big space guy, so I love space. Space is my happy place. But I felt like I was on a platform in space looking at the beauty that God has made, and he was with me. And it was just me for like a minute. It was me and him, and I got that feeling come back. I'm starting to cry right now. But I got that feeling, and it was just, it was so perfect. So,
right. That is so awesome.
Wonderful, yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's some students out there listening, or adults for that matter, that are like, that's a really cool story. Yeah. Like, how come that doesn't happen to me? What can I do? Are there five easy steps to, you know, what advice would you have? Or, yeah, wisdom, for lack of a better term.
For I would someone. Say, for this, keep praying. Don't stop praying. Believe, but that it will happen.
And what are you actually praying for?
So like, for me, I just ask. I would lay down and I'd be like, God, I want to feel your presence. I don't know what that looks like because I didn't. Mm-hmm. And for people, it's different, right? For you, it might be different than for me. But I just ask, God, I need your presence. And I was selfish. So I was like, this is going to happen on my timing. I'm going to get it now. And so I asked, I'm like, God, I need it now. This is the time. There's not going to be a better time. This is the time. He proved me very wrong. But also just believe that he will make it happen on his timing because he knows best for you. So just keep praying that he will be there, and he is there. But ask maybe for that presence. Be like, God, I need you. I need this. And he will.
Right, so keep on going back to the Bible verse in Matthew. Keep on asking, seeking, and knocking. And then how it comes is up to him, and it might be different for...
Another thing that I would say is learn to surrender. And that's like a very complicated word. But what I found it as is like, just give it all up to him. Be like, God, if all I have is you, all I need is you. All I need is you. You have all of my everything. Like, just give your life up to him. Say, God, I am yours and you are mine. And then keep praying and he will come to
you. So it's a continual journey, if you will, and then it's waiting on God and how he's going to respond, which will be different to every student. So, well, anything else you have to say? I think that, I mean, that's just an amazing story. And I've worked with students, you know, for a lot of years, and I haven't heard too many with quite that experience.
Now, and sometimes I look back and I can't believe it. I'm like, how did I get so lucky to have this feeling? Another thing I'd say is if you get this feeling, don't rely on it, I'd say, because sometimes you will be in the place where you're like, I need him, and it won't come. And you have to trust in his timing. And one thing that I've learned to do is like the things around me, wind, right? You wouldn't think much of wind, but I see it as like one of God's gifts, and not just, oh, the wind is cool. But like sometimes I will be talking to God and I will have just sinned. And I repent to him and I feel this wind and I'm like, wind, what significance does that have? And then I think the wind is blowing my sin away. In the shower, that is when I repent. And so I think that the water coming down on my face is washing my sins away. So I'd say some of the things that he has given us, like nature or music, see it as something that we can use in our faith. It's not like, oh, God, and then the world. No, God gave us the world. He put us in this world. The things in this world that he made has impact on us.
Yeah, I would, if I could add something, I think just in our conversation here, that I think part of that is from you being aware and listening and expecting that. Because I think you pray for it and you don't expect it, like whatever, but you're like always looking for it. And so it's going to, because you're attentive, you've surrendered and are looking for it, that it can come to you.
You need to believe that it's going to come.
And I kind of like that you also mentioned it's like, it's not like a drug, like a hit that you need every once in a while. Can you just a little more on that? Because I think a lot of students, you know, there's so much anxiety, depression, schoolwork, you know, just everyday life of being anybody in this world today or any time anyways, that we're kind of looking just for a hit to kind of get us through a little bit. But it's more than that. So let's just unpack a little bit.
That's actually a really good point.
Before we conclude our time.
Okay. It's not something that like comes and then once it goes, you're back to the same old way you were living. No, it's like it comes to you, and it's more, instead of a hit, a refresher. It's like, I am here, you need to come back to me. So sometimes in times that I'm like drifting from God, because you're either going towards him or away from him. You're not in the middle. There's no stopping ground. You're either growing towards him or you're being pulled away from him by the devil. And so in times that you're being pulled away, sometimes I would just get this feeling out of the blue. I'm like, I'm not worshiping. I'm not praying. I just get this feeling, and that feeling right. of love comes back. Unfortunately, the pain part where I feel no pain has subsided. But for that one day, mm-hmm. I was so thankful yeah. for it. Anyway, so that feeling comes back, and I'm like, shoot, I need to go back to him. And sometimes surrendering, like, you can surrender once, but then go back to your old ways. So the keep
continual yeah, surrendering, exactly. and then refreshing the comes, mm-hmm. and prayer is yep. underlined.
You need to keep going. Find more things like to pray for, and if you don't know what to pray for, just ask God, like, Holy Spirit, come in me, give me the words to say. And he knows your heart.
Yeah, God, I mean, even the heart. Scripture says the things we don't know how to verbalize, thoughts, mm-hmm. feelings, that the Spirit knows.
Yep, and the Spirit
God
knows.
God can handle.
Yeah, and so just taking the time, like, just sitting in your bed and being like, God, I'm here. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. It's like that keeping on that doesn't make it a hit, but a refresher.
Right.
That says,
I love that.
I am here.
Well, that's awesome. Well, yeah. Looks like our time is up okay. here, and we hope you found this conversation helpful with Cole and his experience, not just with the Holy Spirit, but with prayer mm-hmm. and surrender and living the Christian life, and how he's been doing that. Don't forget to subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening to the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, Honest, Real Life. This is Brian.
This is Cole.
Until next time.
See ya.